President-elect Donald Trump said on social media Tuesday his administration would vigorously pursue the death penalty. It's after President Biden commuted the prison sentence of nearly every prisoner on federal death row. Authorities in Maui are investigating after a body was found in the wheel well of a United Airlines passenger flight, and there was no winner in the Mega Millions, the next jackpot worth $1.15 billion. This is ABC News. Lots of us will be celebrating Christmas with a roaring fire in the fireplace, and this year some are hoping you don't go too far to get your firewood, as ABC's Chuck Sievertson explains.
Transporting firewood longer distances from your home to a campsite or from a farm to your home, for instance, significantly increases chances of introducing invasive and potentially destructive pests into the local ecosystem. The National Park Service recommends getting firewood within 10 miles and never more than 50 miles of its destination. Even seasoned wood can harbor insects, tiny eggs, and fungus hiding in layers between the bark, hard to spot. The experts say if you've moved firewood, burn it soon.
Christmas Day will be a big one for sports fans. There are several NBA games on the schedule, as is tradition. One of them, the Spurs and Knicks, simulcast as an animated version by Disney, the parent company of ABC News. And for the first time, Netflix will stream a pair of Christmas Day NFL games. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service. Friday, December 27th from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., the North Lakeland Discovery Center invites you to join them for their annual free Winter Family Play Day. There will be a number of outdoor-based drop-in activities and fun for the whole family. Activities include winter scavenger hunts, snow critter building, campfires, indoor crafts, and horse-drawn sleigh rides sponsored by the Manitowish Waters Visitors Bureau. Registration is not required, but it is encouraged. Call 715-543-2085. Once again, that is Friday, December 27th from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at 14006 Discovery Lane in Manitowish Waters. Lean on trusted friends to avoid being scammed this holiday. Here's Lisa Hale.
Don't be a victim this holiday season. Before sending any money, gift cards, or Bitcoin to unsolicited emails or texts, reach out to someone you trust, like your financial advisor or institution, says Grant Wheat, Vice President of Risk Management at Verve, a credit union.
Before you do anything at all, before you take the money out, before you transfer anything, before you go buy gift cards, feel free to reach out to your financial institution. No matter which financial institution it is, we're looking to help you. Talk to us. We want to help you. We want to be your partners in all this so you don't feel taken advantage of.
Wheat says the most common holiday scams are fake charities, look-alike online stores, gift card scams, and holiday vacation scams.
For more news, visit 98qcountry.com or civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brume.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. Diane Marie Smart, age 74, of Glidden, died peacefully on Saturday, December 14th at Marshfield Medical Center in Marshfield. She is survived by her husband, Gene Smart, of Glidden, by her son, Dennis Smart, of Kenosha, and by her siblings, Jerry Polzinski, of Kenosha, by Joanne Lazou, of Santan Valley, Arizona, and by Danny Polzinski of Iron County, and survived also by other relatives and friends. Memorial service will be announced at a later date. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Diane Marie Smart, age 74, of Glidden. Sharon Kathleen Schauer, age 74, of Butternut, lost her courageous battle to cancer on Friday, December 20th, at Marshfield Medical Center in Park Falls. She is survived by her husband, Greg, by their two children, Matt Schauer and Megan Schauer, survived also by their grandson and by one sister, Laura Lodston, and by nieces, nephews, and other relatives and friends. Celebration of life will be held on June 21st of 2025. More details will follow. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Sharon Kathleen Schauer, 74, of Butternut. James Andrew Marhine, 87, of Brantwood, passed away on Saturday, December 24th, surrounded by his family in his childhood home. Survivors include his wife of 54 years, Anne Marhine, his daughters, Jennifer Cummings and Selena Marhine, his son, James Marhine, by 5 grandchildren, by 1 grandchild, further survived by his sisters, Nancy Viscoschel and Judy Morin, and his brothers, Clarence Tuffy Marhine and Dennis Marhine. Memorial service will be held at 3 p.m. on Friday, January 3rd at the Krieger Nimsgern Funeral and Cremation Services in Tomahawk. Pastor Mark Gass officiating. Military honors and visitation will be held from 1 p.m. until the time of the service. The Krieger Nimsgern Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for James Andrew Marhine, 87, of Brantwood. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Services of Phillips and Prentice. The funeral notices are heard Monday through Friday at 7 and noon. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
The Packers clinch a playoff berth. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. After a 34-0 win on Monday Night Football, the Packers face the Vikings next. I asked head coach Matt LaFleur on Christmas Eve.
What was your message to the team to get ready for the Vikings, but maybe still have a little time for the holiday?
Yeah, we'll give them a little time tomorrow morning. I said, unfortunately, you know, you'd love to give them the day off. That's just not, I don't think that's possible in this situation. You got a 6-day work week. You're going on the road to Minnesota. We'll allow them to, tomorrow morning, they're going to be with their families if they have family in town. But it's the National Football League, and you got to get ready for the next opponent. And if you don't put the work in, you can't expect to get the results that you want to get. I mean, the margins are super thin and at this level.
How much Christmas do you get?
I'm sure my boys will get up really early, wake me up, we'll open gifts, and then I'll come right in here. So that's what we do.
That's Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Did you know that you could be eating pork raised right here in the Northwoods? Bacon, chops, sausage, and even ribs born and raised just over the hill from your backyard. I'm talking about Wolf Farms in Shanna Golden. They're raising pigs the American family way. No unnecessary chemicals, just sweat, elbow grease, and love for the work. Add it all together and you've got the best meat raised in the state. They're taking orders now on all of the above, plus whole or half hogs with local delivery. How do you spell perfect pork? WULFFARMS. Find Wolf Farms on Facebook or call them 715-663-1243.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Northwoods weather.
Cloudy and foggy today with a little bit of frost on roads and surfaces, especially when those temperatures are down around or below freezing. Our high today, 33, with wind out of the south at 5 to 15. Cloudy tonight, 27. Tomorrow, cloudy with a high of 36. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 20.
98Q Country.
The sounds of the Christmas season on 98Q Country are brought to you on this Christmas Day by Dave and Michelle and the whole crew at Phillips Service Center, right on Highway 13 in Phillips.
This hour of CT40's Deck the Hits with Gabby Barrett and Fitz is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Protect your family, your phone, and your furry friends with life, electronic device, and pet health insurance. Welcome back to the 30th annual edition of this Christmas show. It's CT40's Deck the Hits with Gabby and Fitz. And Gabby, it is so great to have you here.
Thank you. It's good to be on here, too. I'm excited. You're like one of my favorite people when it comes to interviewing and talking, so thank you.
You know what? You're one of mine, and you're one of mine from the beginning. A lot of people don't know this, but, a long time ago, I was interviewing Gabby, and I asked her for a sample of her hair. That's no lie. I asked her for a hair sample, and she looked at me, and she said, no. and I said, wow, that is awesome.
You're like, and you're in. I love that. That's true. True story. And then we hit it off ever since.
And we hit it off ever since. And
so funny.
You're just so awesome and easy to work with. As you see, I have some eggnog over there, and I have my favorite warm pumpkin bread. What did you bring? You told me you're going to bring something.
What did I bring? I brought you some coal. That's what I brought.
What? Are you telling me I'm going to have coal in my stocking this year?
You are. You've been bad. Bad fits. You're on Santa's. You're on the naughty list.
Man, I'm on the naughty list every year. What's up with that?
Wait. What's his name on the naughty list? An elf? Walter Hobbs. You're Walter Hobbs.
I'm Walter Hobbs. Story of my life.
Perfect. Thank you.
It's Deck the Hits with Gabby and Fitz. So you decide what you want to play right now, Gabby. What do you want to play?
All right, let's play one of my favorites, which is Mary Did You Know by yours truly, Gabby Barrett.
Mary, did you know that your baby boy will one day walk on water? Mary, did you know that your baby boy will save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? This child that you've delivered will soon deliver you. Mary, did you know your baby boy will give sight to a blind man? Oh, Mary, did you know that your baby boy will calm the storm with his hands? Did you know that your baby boy has walked where angels trod? And when you kiss your little baby, did you know that your baby boy is Lord of all creation? Oh, Mary, did you know that your baby boy will one day rule the nations? Did you know that your baby boy is heaven's perfect land? The sleeping child is the great I am. Oh, Mary,
okay to rock around the Christmas tree when you deck the hits with Gabby Barrett and Fitz. It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. From now on, our troubles will be out of sight. Oh. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay. From now on, our troubles will be miles away. Here we are, as in olden days, happy golden. If the fates allow, hang a shining star up on the highest bough, and have yourself a merry little Christmas now.
Welcome to CT40's Deck the Hits with Gabby Barrett and Fitz, along with Kelsey Ballerini, hoping that you have yourself a Merry Little Christmas. Before that, you heard from Gabby herself straight off of her Christmas album, Carols and Candlelight, and it is an amazing Christmas album. You heard Mary Did You Know, one of my favorite Christmas songs. And it's time for a little more CT40 song trivia right now. So wherever you are, traveling over the river and through the woods, get your pens and pencils ready. Class is now in session. And Gabby, you can take it away from here.
Fitz, this one has a very interesting story behind it. Back in 1939, the Great Depression was starting to fade. And with World War II right around the corner, people were struggling to have that Christmas cheer. Montgomery Ward Department Store took it upon themselves to get children and families into the holiday spirit by creating a free book for kids. Copywriter and admin Robert May came up with the idea of Rudolph as his main character. The book ended up being a huge success for Montgomery Ward, but they signed over the copyright to May in 1947. And just 2 years later, it was Bing Crosby that was given the first crack to sing Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. But Gene Autry recorded the song after Crosby turned it down. That was a big mistake since 2 million copies were sold in the first season, and the song continues to be one of the best-selling of all time.
And ever since Gene's recording of this song, there have been tons of renditions ever since. And one of my favorite country versions goes to this guy right here named Alan Jackson doing his version of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
You know Dasher and Dancer and Prancer and Vixen, Comet and Cupid and Donner and Blitzen, but do you recall the most famous reindeer of all? Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had a very shiny nose, and if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows. All of the other call him names. They never let poor Rudolph in any reindeer games. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, "Hey Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight?" Then how the reindeer loved him as he shouted out with glee, "Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer, you'll go down in history."
Jackson with a little more modern country spin on the Gene Autry hit, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Hey, it's Gabby Barrett. What could be better than having hours of classic Christmas songs and Christmas songs by your favorite country stars?
It's CT40's Deck the Hits with Gabby Barrett and Fitz, and we're putting a whole bunch of little Christmas sprinkles on all your favorite Christmas songs. And coming up, it's a question that has stumped scholars for generations. What makes Christmas music so timeless? Well, Gabby Barrett has an answer for us after this.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. As millions of people in the U.S. have a white Christmas, it's a very different Christmas in the Southern Hemisphere. It's a beach party in Sydney, Australia, where it was 82 degrees and sunny on Christmas Day. Here in the U.S., President Biden delivering a Christmas message in a video message produced and released by the White House.
My hope this Christmas season is that we take a few moments of quiet reflection. Find that stillness in the heart of Christmas and look at each other. It's who we really are, fellow Americans.
President-elect Donald Trump said on social media Tuesday his administration would vigorously pursue the death penalty. It's after President Biden commuted the prison sentence of nearly every prisoner on federal death row. Authorities in Maui are investigating after a body was found in the wheel well of a United Airlines passenger flight, and there was no winner in the Mega Millions, the next jackpot worth $1.15 billion. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. This Saturday, December 21st, from 12 p.m. to 3:30 p.m., the Grinch will be visiting downtown Minocqua. You'll be able to find him at Minocqua's Gaslight Square, spreading holiday cheer and perhaps just a bit of mischief. You can join in the fun with a photo opportunity, an interactive visit, and a chance to see the Grinch's heart grow three sizes right before your eyes. Whether you're a fan of Dr. Seuss's beloved tale, or simply looking for a unique holiday experience, this event is sure to delight visitors of all ages. And don't forget, downtown Minocqua will also be offering lots of other fun and free activities as well, such as visiting with Santa and horse-drawn wagon rides at Dan's Fudge, and you can see the impressively large Christmas Train Village display at the train station shops. Once again, this is happening this Saturday, December 21st, from 12 p.m. to 3:30 p.m. at the Gaslight Square shops in Minocqua. If you recently purchased a frozen pizza, it may be in your best interest to check to see which brand you've got. Stuart J. Waddles has more.
You should conduct a frozen pizza check. Palermo's has recalled just over 1,700 Connie's Thin Crust Cheese frozen pizzas. They say it's due to potential plastic contamination. The impacted products were distributed in Wisconsin, Illinois, and Minnesota. They've already been pulled from store shelves. If you've got one in your freezer, you should throw it out and contact the store for a refund.
For more news, visit 98qcountry.com or civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brume.
Snow's falling, carolers are singing, a reindeer just ran onto your roof. No worries, Forward Insurance has got you covered. From auto mishaps to frozen pipes, Forward's local agents will help keep your holidays merry and bright. Relax and enjoy the season, knowing your home, car, and family are protected. Forward Insurance, coverage you can count on, even when Rudolph's aim is a little bit off. To learn more about how Forward Insurance's dedicated team can help you, visit their locations in Park Falls and Phillips.
This holiday season, Warga Auto and Truck Center in Phillips, Wisconsin thanks you for your continued support. With quality pre-owned, well-inspected vehicles, a trusted body shop welcoming all insurance work, towing services, tire sales, and reliable vehicle service, Warga is proud to keep you moving all year long. To their valued customers, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from everyone at Warga Auto and Truck Center. Here's to safe travels, happy holidays, and a wonderful year ahead.
Hey there, this is Carrie Joy with today's Work Money Minute and a little bit of tough love about investing in collectibles. I'm going to say this as nicely as I can. Collectibles are just not good investments. Comic books, Beanie Babies, World War II memorabilia, American Girl doll stuff, they just don't math out as investments. Now, collecting as a hobby that brings you joy is perfectly fine if you can afford it. Just don't confuse the fun of the hunt with the potential for profits. And importantly, they are illiquid, meaning you can't turn it into cash in a pinch like you can with a real security like a stock. Now, I'm not saying you gotta stop collecting whatever you enjoy. Just make sure you're paying down your high interest debt like credit cards and saving for retirement. For more tips on saving more and spending less, search up Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
The Packers clinch a playoff berth. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. After a 34-0 win on Monday Night Football, the Packers face the Vikings next. I asked head coach Matt LaFleur on Christmas Eve,
what was your message to the team to get ready for the Vikings, but maybe still have a little time for the holiday?
Yeah, we'll give them a little time tomorrow morning. I said, unfortunately, you know, you'd love to give them the day off. That's just not, I don't think that's possible in this situation. You got a 6-day work week. You're going on the road to Minnesota. We'll allow them to tomorrow morning. They're going to be with their families if they have family in town. But it's the National Football League, and you got to get ready for the next opponent. And if you don't put the work in, you can't expect to get the results that you want to get. I mean, the margins are super thin and at this level.
How much Christmas do you get?
I'm sure my boys will get up really early, wake me up, we'll open gifts, and then I'll come right in here. So it's just, I mean, that's what we do.
That's Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Cloudy and foggy today with a little bit of frost on roads and surfaces, especially when those temperatures are down around or below freezing. Our high today, 33, with wind out of the south at 5 to 15. Cloudy tonight, 27. Tomorrow, cloudy with a high of 36. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 20.
Hey, it's Gabby Barrett, co-hosting with Fitz. We are wishing you peace, health, and happiness. Now, kick your feet up and enjoy the sounds of the holiday season as we deck the hits with Gabby and Fitz.
That's right, and all I want for Christmas is you.
Take back the holly and mistletoe. Silver bells on strings. If I wrote a letter to Santa, stockings and bows, cause all
Vince, Vance, and the Valiants. Say that 10 times in a row. Seriously, kids, as you're riding to your relative's house right now for the holidays, Vince, Vance, and the Valiants. Vince, Vance, and the Valiants. Vince, Vance, and the Valiants. Your mom and dad will love it. That one's called All I Want for Christmas Is You on CT40's Deck the Hits with Gabby Barrett and Fitz. And Merry Christmas, Gabby. Thank you so much for doing this.
Merry Christmas to you, too.
If you don't mind for just a second, I always love getting the input from artists on questions like these. What do you think makes Christmas music so timeless and relatable? Like, you know, obviously when you make a Christmas album, right, you want to have songs that stand the test of time, right, that show up in the next, you know, massive soundtrack. So what is the key ingredient to have one of those?
I don't really know, because there's been songs that I'm like, I think this is it, you know, and then you release them and you're like, definitely wasn't it. So I don't totally know. Like with I Hope, I was like, when I released that song, I had no clue it was going to come with that. And, you know, the complete opposite of what I thought would might happen, you know, happened. And so I don't know that I know the secret to what makes a timeless song, but I know that storytelling is crucial in a lot of these timeless songs. Something that people, almost everybody, can really connect to. Will keep something played for a long time. And then, you know, the music, the lyric, everything needs to fit perfectly together. Everything needs to fit perfectly together. And
the tempo, even the tempo, right?
Everything. I mean, all the little details, all the, you know, timeless songs, the best songs, they really do. You listen to them, you're like, yep, everything's perfect. I mean, everything's perfect about it. And so,
right.
I don't know. I hope to release maybe a timeless Christmas song one day. We'll see.
Well, when you think of the word timeless, it's hard not to put this next group and song in that category. Check out the Eagles right now with Please Come Home for Christmas on CT40's Deck the Hits.
Bells will be ringing the sad, sad news. Wish me greeting once again. Choirs will be singing silent night. Christmas carol by candlelight. Please come home for Christmas. Please come home for Christmas. Not for Christmas, by New Year's night. Friends and relations send salutation. Sure as the stars shine above. Well, this is Christmas. Yes, Christmas, my dear. Time of year to be with the one you love. So won't you tell me you'll never more roam. Christmas and New Year will find you home. There'll be no more sorrow, no grief and pain. Once again.
You're listening to hours and hours of the best Christmas music on the planet. It's CT40's Deck the Hits with Gabby Barrett and Fitz.
Grandma got run over by a reindeer walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe she'd been drinking too much eggnog, and we begged her not to go. But she forgot her medication, and she staggered out the door into the snow. When we found her Christmas morning at the scene of the attack, she had hoof prints on her forehead and incriminating claws marks on her back. Grandma got run over by a reindeer walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe. Now we're all so proud of Grandpa, he's been taking this so well. See him in there watching football, drinking beer and playing cards with Cousin Mel. It's not Christmas without Grandma, all the family's dressed in black. And we just can't help but wonder, should we open up her gifts or send them back?
Send them back!
Grandma got run over by a reindeer walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe. Now the goose is on the table, and the pudding made of fig, ah, and the blue and silver candles that would just have matched the hair in Grandma's wig. I've warned all my friends and neighbors, better watch out for yourselves. They should never give a license to a man who drives a sleigh and plays with elves. Grandma got run over by a reindeer walking home from our house Christmas Eve. Now you can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe.
Sing it, Grandpa.
Grandma got run over by a reindeer walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe.
Merry Christmas.
You're checking out CT40's Deck the Hits with Gabby Barrett and Fitz. A couple of minutes ago, we were talking about timeless Christmas classics, and we just played you a couple of them. The Eagles were up first with Please Come Home for Christmas. Then a song that probably, had you singing out loud in your vehicles. Elmo and Patsy with Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer. Oh, that is such a great Christmas song. We're just sitting here hanging out by the CT40 fake fireplace. We're drinking some hot chocolate, and we're playing the best Christmas music out there. But when we return, get ready, because we're going to go into the inbox. Into the inbox. That's right. We're going to have a lightning round of Christmas questions from some of you for Gabby Barrett. So stay with us. We're going to go into the inbox next.
Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays from the Country Top 40.
CT40's Deck the Hits with Gabby Barrett and Fitz is brought to you by Boot Barn. Boot Barn. Keep West.
Park Manor River's Edge, 100% employee-owned, a 92-bed skilled nursing facility that provides quality care and rehabilitation to those requiring short-term rehab stays or long-term care. Park Manor invites you to be a part of their team. Currently, Park Manor has open positions in their dietary department and have open CNA and licensed nurse positions. They provide career laddering, along with bonus opportunities and competitive wages and great benefit packages. You can apply through Indeed or call them at 715-762-2449 or stop by at 250 Lawrence Avenue in Park Falls. Park Manor River's Edge, one company, one team.
Northwoods Community Credit Union is a financial institution that has been helping families since 1953, offering competitive loan rates, mobile banking, online bill pay, remote deposit, savings incentives for your children. The list goes on. Hi, I'm Sally. That is some serious trust you have put in the hands of our experienced financial team since 1953. Today, I invite you to stop in and inquire about our services and put your financial needs in the hands of a trusted financial institution. So tomorrow, you will be at ease knowing Northwoods Community Credit Union in Park Falls and Ashland has put you, the member, first. Membership required, insured by NCUA.
This Christmas season, Ron Ernst Lumber in Fifield reflects on over 50 years of serving the community with pride and gratitude. As your complete building and hardware store since 1971, they're thankful for the trust and support of their local customers. From home projects to major builds, they've been honored to help you create and grow. Wishing you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year filled with joy and success. Visit Ron Ernst Lumber in Fifield for all of your building needs.
We are with Pete from Wheelway. Pete, we have some very exciting news. I heard that the cars are back for good at Wheelway. Is that right?
They're back, but they're going to move quickly.
Move quickly, but by popular demand, people have asked you guys to keep them there. But the Arctic Blast Sale going on right now, you went out and handpicked some really nice vehicles for this sale.
Hey, you know what? We got 2024s, 2023s, all the way down to 2015. They're all low miles, under 30,000 miles they start off. We have payments as low as $99 a month. There's no better time right now to come and get a vehicle.
It's an Arctic Blast, but there's sizzling prices on these vehicles. And you can take care of all the financing and everything right there too, right?
Absolutely. Interest rates are fortunately keep going down. That means you get more purchasing power. There's no better time to get a better vehicle, a reliable, roadworthy vehicle for the wintertime right now before rates start going back up. Can't make it in going wheelwayautos with an S.com. You'll be blown away of the inventory that we got here.
Wheelway, Fifield, Wisconsin, just a couple miles south of Park Falls, right on Highway 13.
Welcome back to Deck the Hits with Gabby and Fitz. It's the 30th anniversary special, this amazing Christmas show. And Gabby, if you don't mind, we're going to go into the inbox. Into the inbox. Are you ready for this?
Am I singing this with you?
if you want to, that would be awesome. I just sort of threw it out there.
Okay, I'm down.
You want to give me just a little into the inbox, like the Frozen theme?
Yes. Oh, my daughter's all about it, so I know all the words. Yes.
Okay.
Into the inbox. Into the inbox. There you go.
All right. This one says, hey, Gabby, oh my gosh, I can't believe I'm hearing you on the Country Top 40 Christmas special. Is there anyone in your family or band on the naughty list and why? Chase Tomlinson, ooh. 10 years old from Salt Lake City, Utah.
Anybody on the naughty list?
Anyone in your band or your family? You already told me I was on the naughty list.
Yes, Walter Hobbs, also known as Fitz,
that's
is
right.
On the naughty list. Who else? Yeah, well, I'll put my manager Tom Lord on the naughty list.
You hear that, Tom?
He's a little stinker. so we'll put him on there.
Okay. Hey, Gabby. How does Santa Claus fit down the chimney? Kinsley Lowell, 8 years old from Lincoln, Nebraska.
I guess it depends on if you have a small chimney or a big chimney. But I sadly don't know if I have a chimney on my house. So I don't know. What do you think about that, Fitz?
Well, but Gabby, wait a second. You know, you are co-hosting the 30th anniversary of this Christmas special. You are the Christmas expert, certainly. Certainly you know, right, how Santa Claus gets down the chimney.
I have no clue. Maybe some oil and shimmying down. I'm not sure.
I don't know if you want to mix like oil and like fire and stuff, do you?
I don't know.
Oh, all right. We got one more here. Let's move on.
Oh, my God.
Hey, Gabby. How does Santa fly around the entire world in one night? Austin Parker, 7 years old, Burlington, Vermont.
He's magical. He just does. He's fast on his sleigh. He feels the Christmas spirit. It keeps his sleigh moving quickly. Right. And he just moves around quick. I remember watching it on the internet. It'll tell you where Santa's at and at what time and how many presents he's delivered. So it's pretty awesome.
Well, wait a second. Gabby Austin, 7 years old. He just sent me a message. He said, Gabby, I can't use the internet. He goes, I need more details on this. How does this dude fly?
Okay. He makes the sled in his workshop. His magical elves make it. It's magical.
You heard Gabby, the magical sleigh. And you know that Santa Claus is on the way. Santa Claus is coming to town.
Oh, you better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. Making a list and checking it twice. He's gonna find out who's naughty or nice. Santa Claus is coming to town. Well, he sees you when you're sleeping, and he knows when you're awake, and he knows when you've been bad or good. So be good, for goodness sake. You better watch out. You better not cry, you better not pout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town.
The 2019 Dylan Scott album Merry Christmas. That was Santa Claus is coming to town, and you know he is. You're checking out CT40's Deck the Hits with Gabby Barrett and Fitz. And a couple of minutes ago, we just heard from a couple of CT40 listeners, a couple of CT40 junior listeners, and they had some Christmas questions for Gabby. Gabby, there's a lot of families listening right now, going over the river and through the woods to see their families and their loved ones. So to all those children that are listening in their cars right now who have, you know, dreams of being a country star, who might not think achieving, you know, these dreams are possible, what is your advice to them about how to think big and just follow their dreams no matter what?
Shoot for the stars. I would say yes, to definitely dream big. Don't be afraid to dream big. You might run into negative Nancys in school or outside of school, friends that aren't very encouraging, and don't let that get you down. Sometimes, you know, it's hard with parents and all kinds of different people, but dream big, know that it is possible. I was that girl that grew up in a big family, one of eight kids, and my dad thankfully was very supportive of me and just chasing after music, and I just did the thing. I went and sang in Chick-fil-A restaurants and family restaurants in the grocery store. I was over in the side singing background music and covers, and you know, I did my thing, and now I'm at where I'm at. And so it's very, very possible. Dream big. Don't listen to the negative people. Just let it fuel you to keep fighting the good fight. Keep throwing punches, and eventually doors will open for you, and you will be where you are supposed to be.
I love that. You literally, right, and you created your day. You took all the steps necessary to make it happen. Right?
Yes, yes. You've got to keep putting one foot in front of the other, take it day by day, and then, you know, God will lead you where you're supposed to be.
There you go, from Gabby Barrett to all the young and aspiring country stars out there right now, listening to Deck the Hits. Work hard. Be confident. Keep going. Don't listen to any of the negative Nancys, and do your thing. Now, there are some dreams out there that could be a little bit harder to come by if you ask Santa Claus for them, like a new hippopotamus. That could be a tough one.
I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. Only hippopotamus will do. I don't want a doll, no dinky tinker toy. I want a hippopotamus to play with and enjoy. I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. I don't think Santa Claus will mind you. He won't have to use our dirty chimney flue. Just bring him through the front door, that's the easy thing to do. I can see me now on Christmas morning, creeping down the stairs. Oh, what a joy and what surprise when I open up my eyes to see my hippo hero standing there. I want a hippopotamus.
Casey Musgraves, wishing you a very Merry Christmas.
Originally sang by 10-year-old Gayla Peavy back in the year 1953, but that was Casey Musgraves putting on her Santa hat and bringing us the countrified version of I Want a Hippopotamus for Christmas. Merry Christmas, y'all. It's Fitz with the Country Top 40 Countdown.
And I'm Gabby Barrett.
And we are so stoked to be bringing you this year's 30th annual holiday tradition.
It's hours and hours of music and holiday fun, along with some really special memories.
When we return, Gabby's going to tell you what she plans on buying for Lainey Wilson this Christmas. And shh, it's a secret. So come on back.
This portion of CT40's Deck the Hits with Gabby Barrett and Fitz is brought to you by Boot Barn. Boot Barn celebrates the values of honesty, hard work, ingenuity, and perseverance, proudly offering a piece of the American spirit. Boot Barn. Keep West.
Hey, you've definitely had a busy month, finding gifts, sending cards, hosting family. Well, now it's time to treat yourself at Macy's After Christmas Sale. Come and find great deals on something just for you, like 25% off New Year's party looks from DKNY, Adriana Papel, and more. So enjoy the week and get yourself the gifts you really wanted before these limited time deals are over at Macy's After Christmas Sale. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
People just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Like you know to check your sunroof is closed first before driving through the car wash.
Whoa!
Yeah, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Savings vary. Terms apply. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
98Q Country.
It's Gabby Barrett. If you listen close, you can hear the bells ringing. Do you hear that? Welcome to CT40's 30th annual Christmas show. Back to Deck the Hits with Gabby and Fitz.
Thank you for continuing this Christmas tradition with me. All right, Gabby, let's say money is no option. Let's say you had unlimited cash in the bank. What would you buy for? Like, what would you get Lainey Wilson if money were no object?
You know what? Probably just a big piece of beautiful land. Something. So with me being originally from Pennsylvania, I did not understand until I married a Texan. And I now live in Texas and I understand the Southern culture. I've been adopted into the Southern family. Okay. So now I understand the culture a little bit more and how much Southern people love their land. And so I would just buy a beautiful, big, spacious piece of land for horses and for just roaming. Land is precious. And so land, I think, would be a good gift for Miss Lainey.
I think that is a great gift. Is there any amount that, you know, would you go up to like 10 million, 20 million or just any piece?
I mean, you said there's endless cash. So what are we getting? What are we covering? You know, the whole state? I don't know. No, but a big piece, a generous piece, 400 acres, something just beautiful.
That sounds pretty good. And maybe with that land, you could buy Lainey something fancy from the liquor store. How about that? And Lainey, if you're listening, don't go too crazy with that gift. Because here's what will happen to you if you do.
We're getting drunk, drunk on Christmas. It's been a hell of a week. With all the parties to drop in and all of that shopping, I had to promise you that I wouldn't peek. But isn't it? Sitting by the fire, now we can retire, being good as can be.
We're getting drunk on Christmas.
We're doing something naughty for you and me.
Ooh, I'm feeling it.
We're getting drunk, drunk on Christmas. Been up since the crack of dawn. So we broke out the booze that we never use. As soon as all the kids and in-laws are gone. And isn't it nice? Spice in your cocoa with a bit of cocoa just to give it a bite. We're getting drunk on Christmas.